What's up, everybody? Welcome to another Greg Way in the conference room. I don't like it. Last night I got home and I got in the car at the end of the day. I put my car in the little mount that I do Greg Way in, plugged it in so it would be charging because it had been run down through a day of making amazing content for you. And of course, I got home, pulled it out. I was like, oh, it didn't charge. That's weird. The cable must be broken. I moved the cable around, didn't do whatever. Got in the car today, tried the cable again, nothing. And then I plugged in the microphone on the way to work. Didn't work. So the USB-C port on my phone over here, was broken apparently. And that pisses me off because I was ready to do this there so I could do emails when I got here. But you know how it is. I love talking to you. It's not that. It's just whatever. Let's start with the big news of the day. WWE coming to Netflix. Monday Night Raw on Netflix, January 2025. I am so fucking excited. I quote tweeted this with, a yes or whatever the fuck, with me dancing GIF. And somebody's like, ugh, and why is this a good thing? Because it benefits me. Okay, I haven't had cable TV in like a decade. Maybe that's not true. I think maybe when Jen first moved, we got it for a little bit. But like, let's just say a decade, right? I was like, I'm done with this shit. And got rid of it. And I only miss it for wrestling. Because how do I watch professional wrestling now, ladies and gentlemen? Of course, Peacock, the number one service with the number one show. This is awesome on it. For the pay-per-views, that's great. For documentaries, that's great. But for Raw, for SmackDown, I either watch strictly through WWE social videos, where, of course, they do a great job of keeping up. Keep in mind, of course, I'm on the West Coast. So, like, at 5 p.m. on my drive home, Raw is happening. So I'll watch the social clips there. And then more recently, as I'm, I gotta watch this Raw, CM Punk. Oh, last night, CM Punk's gonna yell at Cody Rhodes. Seth Rollins is gonna come out. Is he hurt or not? What did I do? I fucking went to Twitch, and there's this kid who just streams, it doesn't even do like we do with as a business, as a professional thing, that we worry about getting in trouble or getting taken down or anything like that. Instead, he just literally streams Raw. Just streams Raw and then puts himself in the lower corner like he's doing a Let's Play and occasionally talks over it. That's how I watch. If I'm watching live, that's how I'm watching live. And I've tried to go the other way with WWE, right? And keep in mind, I'm a superstar. Where I was like, okay, I'm going to buy it on. I wanted to see CM Punk return, right? So I was like, okay, cool. I'll get YouTube TV. Did that. I went to one of my email addresses that had a trial on it still. Did a free trial of YouTube TV. Jumped in there. Forgot, of course, they don't show you the West Coast. They don't show you the East Coast feed. They show you the West Coast feeds. Okay, well, that fucking sucks. So then I'm like, what I'll do is I'll then VPN it and change my location. Did that. Didn't work. YouTube TV. I know where you are. You're not fucking where you say. I'm like, fucking goddammit. So what did I do? I uninstalled YouTube TV and canceled my free subscription. And then, of course, I went and did the Twitch thing. That's how I found the Twitch workaround. That sucks. I want to support. And I already have Netflix, so this benefits me, which is great. But even if I didn't, Netflix used to be $10. I think it's like $15 now or whatever. And I know there's a billion different plans. That's way better than the fucking $75, $100, whatever for YouTube TV to get it. So fuck them. Suck it. I don't care. I'd much rather have it there. And what's exciting, of course, I don't get me wrong, I'm not thrilled, of course, to have WWE content spread across Netflix, Peacock, and Hulu. But what's cool about it is that, in the Netflix announcement about it, they were very much like, Raw for the North America, outside of North America, everything's coming to Netflix. And so you really feel that, like, okay, cool, when the contracts run out for what's happening in for SmackDown, when Peacock runs its course or whatever, you imagine the network's just going to jump fully over to being on Netflix. And when it's fully over on Netflix, you would assume, you can come in and give me the coffee. Thank you. You assume when that happens, that's where everything goes then. It's just one-stop shop. Thank you very much. And again, if I get SmackDown there too, if I can do that eventually, hell yeah. And I know I'm getting ahead of myself. Right now, just thrilled to have Raw. Just thrilled to be able to watch Raw. And it's Netflix, so you bet your ass they're not going to fucking do any of this time zone bullshit. 5 o'clock, it'll be live. It'll be 5 o'clock live. I'm excited, and I won't be stopped. I don't care. You already have cable, and you don't want to buy Netflix? That's on you. And don't get me started. Then, of course, the whole streaming wars. Am I paying more for things than I did? Probably not, because I share a lot. We have office accounts for certain things. But, I'm on Joey's mom's Hulu. But, yeah, come on. This is good news. I'm excited, ladies and gentlemen. I'm sorry. I know so many of you don't care about wrestling. And I try not to make everything about wrestling, but everything is about wrestling in a lot of different ways, right? So you just have to let me have it sometimes. That I'm excited to be able to watch Raw legally again, easily again, wherever I am again. Because I'll tell you, the blackouts, The time, just get out of here with all that jazz. Get out of here with all that jazz. And then, of course, if we talk about, I mean, yeah, I'll stop talking about WWE. What else are we talking about? Today, it's Kind of Funny Day. I'm excited. It's not Kind of Funny Day. It's a good day, Kind of Funny. We got Sam Barlow coming in. Of course, if you remember, Sam Barlow made games like Her Story and Immortality, which I adore. He's coming in to go on Games Daily with Blessing and then stream Immortality with me and Mano Gage. Mano's back in town to come out and stream the game with us today because, of course, it comes to PlayStation 5 today. And if that wasn't enough news, Sam announced the game today on fucking Steam out of the blue. So that's cool, too. There's a bunch of cool shit happening. And if that wasn't enough for you, when I'm done streaming Immortality with them, me and Mike are going to go get Solid Snake and Fortnite. That's right, Fortnite's here. And if that wasn't enough for you, Diablo's got a new season starting today. I'm going to hopefully get Mike, because originally we were going to just go big and just do a big old Diablo stream today, right? It's going to be great. And then, oh shit. Well, we already knew about the Immortality thing. Oh shit. It's Solid Snake Day. Solid Snake's a big deal. We should go get Solid Snake. But once we get Solid Snake, I'm going to lean on Mikey and try to get some Diablo up in this bitch again. If that wasn't enough for you, two huge reviews left. XCast with Like a Dragon, and then GamesCast with Tekken. What a great time. And there's more reviews coming, ladies and gentlemen. Have you looked at next week? What a time to be alive, everybody. I'm stoked. Really, you know, it's one of those interesting ones where, you know, last year was such a banner year for video games, obviously, with huge releases and yada, yada, yada. I've been shocked to look at this year's calendar. You know, I do the week-to-week games calendar of what the headlines are for all the different shows. And been shocked to see, man, like, we aren't slowing down. Like, you know, the beginning of the year, there's always a rush of games and stuff like that. But even beyond January, it's still, like, weeks are jammed up with video games for us to talk about. And that's super exciting. But yeah, shorter Greg way today. I did a long one yesterday, but I'm super stoked about this Netflix business for WWE. It'll be good for me. I understand it'll be harder for some, but fuck you. It's my time. You know, I think we'll all admit I've been benevolent to everyone else for too long where it's been, okay, you want it on cable. You can have it on cable. That's fine. But now it's me. Now it's me saying it's my time to take. It's my time to receive. And I am happy that it's going Netflix. I would have bet it was going to be Amazon. I thought Amazon would have thrown the bucks around and made it happen. I know there's a lot of Disney Plus, ESPN, stuff like that would have made sense for a lot of different people, especially with the UFC stuff that's in there, the live sporting element of ESPN. Like, there's a bunch of different wrinkles in there where I could have seen WWE go somewhere else. But I'm happy enough with Netflix. And maybe I can get This Is Awesome over on Netflix eventually. You know? And that'd be good too. Because then there's more people to say, hey, this is something I really like. I like Greg's content. And the Netflix audience would meet me, which would be great. There's a lot of possibilities there. But in general, I'm just excited to be able to watch Raw live and legally again. Because I don't feel good watching this jabroni, as Mike would say, on Twitch talk about it. That's not what I want, but it's what I need in the moment. It's what I have to do in the moment to enjoy my wrestling. I digress. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to go settle in for a day. I got a million things going on. Sam Barlow just got here. Until next time, it's been my pleasure to serve you.